Ribble FM weather, sponsored by Steadplan, driving you further.
Here is your local weather forecast for today. Any low cloud and fog soon clearing to leave a pleasant day with lengthy spring sunshine. A slight breeze, but feeling pleasant when sheltered in the sunshine. Maximum
food and drink show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
I don't know why I like it. I just do.
Welcome to the Food and Drink Show this Wednesday. Morgan, the producer, here with me today.
Am I still just a producer?
Am
on every week.
Okay.
And I still just produce them all.
All right. Yeah, but it has a ring to it. Presenter, producer, Morgs. Not all the way around. Producer, presenter, because you do more producing than you do presenting. Let's face it.
Yeah, but it's the Food and Drink Show.
I know.
Just with Morgs.
All right, Liam Morgs on the Food and Drink Show.
Thank you.
Happy now?
Yes.
And so Morgs has got a fantastic recipe for you. Well, he's got two recipes. The one that you did last night, which was the Chinese one.
Yeah.
And then he's also got one for a really light feta cheese salad. Because it's the weather for salads, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
I don't do salads. I don't know what you're on about.
Oh, just putting you on the spot. No, so I've got this lovely feta salad recipe for you coming up later. And also, we're going to do Morgan's crispy salt and pepper beef, which, have to say, I was a bit sceptical. But last night, mate, you smashed it. That was unbelievable.
Thank you very much.
So when you say producer, producers don't say a lot.
I do say a lot. You're just not giving me much opportunity to.
Oh, here we go again. We're off again.
Oh, of course.
Do you mind if I just take a slurp of my brew while you tell about
that
your...
brew that I handcrafted artisanally. Artisanally, you know?
Artisanally. Whichever one.
Ah, whichever one it is. I crafted it with the...
I like the frothy bit on top.
Do you care and attention.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you.
Main ingredients, just to tease people a little bit.
Yeah.
Main ingredients in the crispy beef.
Okay, so you need a nice cut of steak. I used steak and chopped it up. So it depends. You can use a lot of different cuts of beef, but...
Nice and tender.
Yeah, a nice and tender piece of beef. Corn flour, a few bits of seasoning, some noodles, soy sauce, honey, a few other bits and bats, but we'll get into that a bit more later for the glaze.
Oh, the glaze. Now, for me, whenever I've had that kind of Chinese dish, it's always been about the crispy, sort of like, almost battery effect you get on the meat.
Yeah.
But things have changed now, haven't they? Because once... Like you did with that last night, once you've cooked it and you've got that crispy batter, I mean, I did steal one and had a bit of a nibble.
I noticed.
But you now turn them in the sticky sauce, don't you, to give it that coating.
So you create your sauce with a glaze, you reduce it down so it becomes thick, gloopy, sticky, and then you've flash fried your beef, your meat part, whatever it is, in its sort of coating, and then you just chuck it through the sauce and it all clings to it.
Right, so if we say that for the home cooks, and we know quite a few, obviously, listening.
Yeah.
Scale of 1 to 5, 1 being relatively easy, 5 being quite tricky, where would you put the crispy beef on that scale?
Honestly, at like a 2.
Right, that easy?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
The hardest part is just only cooking a steak or your beef to slightly under what you would normally have it, because you're going to put it in the oil again afterwards.
Ah, right, okay. Right, that recipe we're going to be giving you today, it's going to be on the Facebook page, so you can download it and have a go. And honestly, you've got to have a go, because it was delicious. Right, a little bit of Go West up for you next.
I don't need to fall at your feet, just cause you cut me to the bone. And I won't miss the way that you kiss me. We were never I know I will. I'll pretend I'm
house full, mate.
Yeah.
Can we not just go back?
Just mugs. Just like mugs. Because I think I've been on this show enough now that it's quite obvious.
All right, okay.
Who mugs is?
It's a big side that, except for people like you that are not really into salads, that when we get a bit of nice weather and the shelves are stacked with feta cheese, for me, it's the epitome of a summer salad.
Right. I'm not a salad person, but if I'm on holiday in somewhere like Cyprus or Greece and you put a full-on Caesar salad in front of me, I'll scran it.
Now, it's really weird because since being a tiny little boy, you've hated, and I mean, it actually, I can see your skin crawl when you realise what I'm about to mention. Tomatoes.
Oh, yeah, no, tomatoes, no.
Now, you just cannot, in any way, shape or form, eat anything that remotely resembles a tomato. Tomato ketchup, fine.
Yeah, well, that's...
But tomatoes, the actual fruit itself.
Yeah.
However, this is really strange because if I make a tomato feta salad, you always come in and say, it just looks so good.
I do, to be fair, yeah.
And then drizzle the balsamic over the top.
Yeah.
But yet you just can't.
It looks amazing, but I will not.
What is it about tomatoes?
I really don't know.
Is it the seedy little bits that are a bit, you know, or is it the flesh? The
taste, the texture, all of it. I just don't like tomatoes.
No, but I mean, it's violent, isn't it?
It will make me retch.
Yeah. I don't get it. But anyway, so this feta salad, so it all started with, oh, wow, saw feta on the shelf, thought, yeah, let's have a nice, clean salad. This is for tonight, by the way. But you're not partaking. We're supposed to be last night, but he swung me into deep-fried Cantonese beef.
Are we in Cyprus?
No.
There you go, then.
Do you have to be in Cyprus to have a feta salad?
I do.
The conviction in your body language, and I do,
yes.
And it is so simple, but it's really, really fresh. And basically, all I do is, yes, I've got one of those little dicey machines that everybody's seen on TikTok and various other social media platforms.
My little finger knows about that.
Yeah, it does. Dice, cucumber, tomatoes, red onion, and use the little cube, not the big chunky ones. I don't like cucumber in really big lumps. Anyway, so basically, dice those up, and just a splash of lime juice on them as well. It really lifts them.
And I've tried it for you, haven't I, before, with the cucumber, taking the actual watery flesh bit out of the very centre of the cucumber.
Game changer.
Before dicing it, yeah. It just sort of makes it a bit less watery. It gives you more flavour of the actual cucumber itself.
And don't make the mistake I did, which was putting a full tomato on the thing and then pushing the lid down.
Yeah,
it went
do that.
Everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, it's better to take the seeds out of the middle of the tomato, isn't it?
Yeah, the first time you did that, I walked into the kitchen and went, oh no, there's been a murder.
The worst bit was, when I hit this thing, the seeds and tomato went everywhere. There were actually seeds on my face, weren't there?
There was.
Take all the seeds out, cut them in half, take all the seeds out and dice them that way. As I said, with a little cucumber, red onion and lime juice. Then layer out your sliced tomatoes onto a platter, top with this sort of like mixed veg that you've just diced and the lime juice, and crumble feta on top. And then I don't know why, but it is just the best. And I've tried to copy it. You can't. Other brands are available, of course. Pizza Express Caesar salad dressing.
Yeah.
Just drizzle that over the top, honestly, and some crusty bread with some nice butter on it. Unbelievable. I'm not saying it's the most healthy dish because of the bread and the butter, but everything else is lovely.
Yeah.
Would you eat it, though, Morgan?
Minus tomatoes. I'd probably give it a go. Give me some, like, grapes.
So there you go. A nice salad. And if you're thinking, ooh, yeah, get yourself down to the shops, get it done tonight, because it is delicious.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM. Sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens.
See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Are you tired of paying a high pump price for your company diesel? Or are you using a fuel card now but worried you signed up to an introductory rate that's now a thing of the past? Let me introduce the Green Arc Fuel Card. With a fully transparent, consistently low price and no surprise surcharges, the Green Arc Fuel Card has nothing to hide. Why not speak to our team on 0345 646 5451 or visit greenarcfuelcard.co.uk and see how much you can save.
Welcome to Automobili, Blackburn's premier destination for transforming your car into a high-tech haven. With over two decades of expertise, we're not just any car upgrade service. We're your gateway to the future of in-car technology. Our state-of-the-art sound systems will make your every journey a musical masterpiece. And with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, your favorite tunes, maps, and apps are always at your fingertips. Our expertly installed dash cams and trackers offer peace of mind, while our top-of-the-line alarm systems keep your vehicle secure. Visit us today and elevate your driving experience. Call now on 01254 691 336 or visit autoeulimited.com.
Do you have lower back pain, joints hurting, or are you recovering from an injury or operation? Clitheroe Cryo has already helped numerous people alleviate these and many more symptoms. So, could cryotherapy be the solution you're looking for? Located at Clitheroe Leisure and featuring a state-of-the-art cryo chamber, you could expect to recover faster, speed up metabolism, and clear up acne, psoriasis, and eczema. And the benefits don't stop there. Cryotherapy. Give it a try and see improvements after the first session, and discounts available for multi-session bookings. Get in touch via our website, clitheroe-cryo.co.uk, or on our social media pages.
chilling end, that one. Just gets me... I feel a bit hungry, actually. And I guess sometimes when we're reading the news, etc., especially about... And I know it's a dodgy topic, but especially about fast food. Quick roundup of the fast food news. And we're going to start with this one. Right. And it's the usual. It's the Golden Arches, as we'll refer to them.
Oh, yes.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah. That's your favourite place. And there's two stories regarding the Golden Arches. The first one is the release of some new dips.
Oh, yeah. I think...
Right, but guess what? I just like to say how clever. They stagger the launch, don't they?
Yeah, it doesn't come out everywhere at the same time.
So the four main sauces are garlic mayo.
Yeah.
The mega hot sauce.
Yeah.
Chipotle mayo.
Yep.
And the creamy ranch dip.
Mm.
Now, I've got to say, creamy ranch dip with a box of 100 nuggets. Yeah, I could sit there.
Right, so I was in Manchester, I think it was a couple of weeks ago now, and I had some nuggets, and I tried the garlic mayo and the very hot.
And?
The garlic mayo was really good. Very hot.
You've got a hot palate.
I have a hot palate. I'm a spice freak, and I was like, they've called it the mega hot. Is it actually going to be... As someone who likes spicy food...
It wasn't that hot.
It's not very spicy. You can taste a lot of pepper in it, but that's about it.
Well, the garlic mayo and mega hot, obviously, are out now, as you know, because you've tried them. And then later this week, on the 31st... this time next week, on the 31st... all right. The creamy ranch will be out, as will the chipotle mayo. Chipotle.
Chipotle. Hey, have you got any of that chipotle mayo?
It does sound like a small village in East Lancashire, doesn't it? No, we're just nipping over to Chipotle. Yeah.
It does.
Stop it. Ridiculous. Sticking with sauces, I really like this. Okay. Heinz.
Yeah.
Is now owned by the global. I guess it has been for a bit, but it's a lot of people don't know. It's owned by Kraft, which is one of the biggest food brands in the world. Okay. And what they've decided to do is be very creative. Now we know that mobile phones are listening to us.
Yes.
And they sort of like target us then for things that we talk about. Well, this is another level because a lot of restaurants now, the national chains. In America, are now using the new Heinz condiment dispenser machine, okay? So basically, it's called the Heinz Remix. And it's...
Remix?
I don't know how they can call it a digital condiment machine. But basically, what it is, it has four base sauces, okay? Ranch, barbecue, ketchup, is that three or four?
That's three.
That's three. It's got three base sauces. And then you can personalise it with the likes of jalapenos, chipotle, buffalo, mango, in three different levels, low, medium and high. So you're creating your own sauce that you quite like, okay? But the machine records everything.
Right.
And so it'll look at the most popular ones and what quantities, and then they're going to use that to bring out a new Heinz sauce. Clever or what?
I mean, that's really clever, but imagine you just sat down at Nando's and you're like, oh, I just want a bit of sauce.
Mm.
You then got to go and spend 10 minutes in front of the machine making
sauce.
Yeah,
but you can be creative and...
I just want to tuck into me Nando's. Or me fried chicken or whatever it might be.
Oh, dear me. But I just thought it was really clever. And then, obviously, whichever one seems to be the most popular will become a new Heinz condiment. Going back to the Arches.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right. Have you ever been to a town centre at Golden Arches later at night?
Yes.
Right. Full of idiots. Like, youngsters, middle-aged youngsters and all that, kicking off, acting it daft. McDonald's have solved it.
Go on.
They are now playing classical music.
Hey, I'm in. I like a bit of classical, mate. Why do you think I listen to Mo every Sunday?
Yeah, I must admit, though, Mo does drop a very good classical music show on a Sunday. But to try and calm these, you know, these what's the word I'm looking for?
Hooligans.
No,
rapscallions.
Rapscallions. To tone their behaviour down a little bit.
Yeah.
They're playing classical music. And so far, the results are, it works.
Really?
Mm. Maybe now then, I've had a message in from Stuart who said he was trying to get us to match music with foodie presenters.
Okay.
This is something we're going to do every week from now on. And this was Stuart's, okay? Stuart sent in his favourite foodie is Nigella Lawson.
Mm.
And the song? I think it fits. I really do.
Not gone. Buried stomach hurts all the time. Can't shift it. Been like that since then. Knotted up with the baggage. Left like a stone. All sounds just like you. Smashing cups off the floor. And kicking walls through. That's me and you. I can talk to anyone. I can talk to anyone. I can talk to you. I can talk to anyone. I can talk to anyone. I can talk to you. You kiss the forehead and I run like a top. Four stones soaked wet through. And I've never seen you like that. Spun me out. Heard me right through. Cause it was love. In all its agony. Every bit of me.
Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Is your MOT due? Don't just tick the box. Ensure your vehicle's health with Ribble Valley's most trusted team at Checkered Flag Chapman. We believe an MOT is more than a legal requirement. It's a vital health check for your car. Our expert technicians treat every vehicle with the care and precision it deserves. Book your MOT with Checkered Flag today, because safety and reliability aren't just important, they're everything. Drive in, drive out, drive on with confidence. Make sure your car crosses the finish line with a Checkered Flag. Call us now on 01200 441 221.
Are you tired of sky-high housing costs? Are you ready for a change of scenery? At Three Rivers, our rural caravan park is the perfect solution for those seeking an affordable, peaceful and beautiful place to call home. Nestled in the heart of the countryside, our park offers exceptional facilities, including a cafe, swimming pool and function suite. You can even choose your own plot and specify the style of home that best suits your needs. Don't miss this opportunity to join our thriving community and enjoy the best of both worlds. The convenience of modern living with the charm and serenity of rural life. Contact us today to learn more and schedule a tour. Three Rivers, the perfect home is waiting for you.
Looking for a reliable, trustworthy skip hire service? A1 Skip Hire is here for all your waste management needs. Family run for over 20 years, ensuring your waste is handled responsibly and efficiently. Offering a wide range of skips to suit your every need, whether you're clearing out your garage, renovating your home or managing construction waste. And because we care about our beautiful planet, all of your waste is processed at our fully licensed recycling plant, maximum recycling and minimum landfill. Serving the entire Ribble Valley and Blackburn with Darwin, we're local and we're ready to help you manage your waste the right way.
Here are the numbers to call. For the Ribble Valley, 01200 360 035. And for Blackburn with Darwin, 01254 391 616.
Driving around the Ribble Valley and need to tow? Ribble Valley Towing is your go-to destination for all your towing needs. From family cars to rugged trucks, we fit them all with top-notch tow bars. Call us today or swing by and let's get you hitched up. Ribble Valley Towing. We make you good to tow. Unit 3, Brookside Industrial Estate, Taylor Street, Clitheroe. Or call us on 07734 536870.
you're jealous, are you?
That was a good... It's a good tune, that.
You just said then, tune. Yeah. Honestly, living in the 80s and 90s and you're sort of like going out part of your life, you know, your late teens, 20s, the music in the 80s and 90s, but you love it, don't you?
Oh, I love it.
I guess it's because you've grown up with it.
I didn't really have much choice, did I? But, you know. Anyway, well, I've got a new story for you. Well, not a story. It's more of just a question. People at home can also answer as well.
Oh, no, here we go.
Have you ever been watching, like, a TV show or a movie, and you've just seen them eating something, you're like, I want that, and then you have a craving for it?
All right, you've spotted something. What was it?
I was catching up on a show that I'm a little bit behind with, but it's kind of a running joke in the show.
Mm.
And that was Jack Reacher on Amazon Prime.
Oh, I love Jack Reacher.
Yeah. Well, part of the running joke is he keeps going to this diner to get a peach pie.
Oh, he does, yeah.
And he keeps getting interrupted and never actually gets it until right at the very end.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Peach pie.
I know. I've never had that. I haven't. But he's like, oh, it's the best in Georgia. And I'm like, I want that peach pie.
Oh, please. This afternoon. Please.
I'll have to give it a go. Well, no, I'm not a baker. You're the baker.
Well, I'm not a baker. But I've dabbled with more sweet stuff just recently.
You're more in the master of the baking.
I wonder if we could find a local baker that'd have a go at peach pie for us.
I think I know of one.
Mark. Oh, Mark's Artisan Bakery, or maybe James at Baker Box.
Mm-hmm.
Peach pie.
Then ice cream.
Ice cream. No, whenever you go to restaurants and they say, what are you having? And you go, do you know what? I'm going to go with the cliche. Can I have the sticky toffee pudding, please?
Yeah.
They go, yeah. Do you want it with cream or ice cream? Or both.
I think, like, clotted cream.
Oh, my God. Oh, you've done me now. I want it so bad.
Warm peach pie with clotted cream on top, just slowly. It's not as, like, cold and as harsh as ice cream, but it's just...
But when I've watched it, because it is a great series, Reacher, the peach pie's, like, 2-inch deep.
Oh, yeah, you get proper filling.
Because they get peaches the size of basketballs over there. I was looking in the fresh fruit section yesterday, and our peaches are like, they're almost just like a big gobstopper. They're like golf balls.
Well, that's more natural, isn't it?
No.
Yes.
No, peaches are bigger than that.
Bigger than that.
So we'll have to get some decent peaches.
We'll go over to Skipton.
Oh, dear, we've done it now.
Baby, I just don't get it. Do you enjoy being hurt? I know you smell the perfume, the makeup on his shirt. You don't believe his stories. You know that they're all lies. Bad as you are, you stick around, and I just don't know why.
If I was your man,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
I'd be coming home
back to you every night, doing you right.
You're the type of woman
deserve good fame.
This for a diamond,
head for rain.
Baby, you're a star.
I just wanna show you you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. Baby, good love and protection. Make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me love you, love you, love you, love you, yeah. Listen, your true beauty's description looks so good that it hurts. You're a dime plus 99 and it's a shame. Don't even know what you're worth. Everywhere you go, they stop and stare, cause you're better than shows. From your head to your toes, out of control. Baby, you know. Baby, you.
Never worry about
what I do.
I be coming home
back to you every night, doing you right. Serves good fame.
This for the diamond,
a handful of rings.
Baby, you're a star.
I just wanna show you you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. Oh, baby, good love and protection. Oh, make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me.
Summer cocktail type song, innit?
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I made, right, get this. I know there'll be plenty of parents out there thinking exactly the same. I made a really nice fresh lemonade with lime the other day. And I went, oh, look at that. It was in a tall glass, loads of ice. And it was a hot day, been grafting. And I went, there you go, mate. I've just made that. You can have the first drink. How good is that? Preparing to do that. He goes, what is it? I mean,
well, I was more expecting it to be a bit, of a harder drink.
No. It was a fresh lemonade.
I was expecting a bit of gin, maybe something like that. Obviously, please drink responsibly.
Oh, dear. Anyway.
I was a bit disappointed.
One of your trends.
Oh, midnight snacks. Yeah.
I just don't get it.
Yeah. Well, it's weird. I don't know why. Sometimes you just sat there in bed, watching a bit of TV, and then you go, I'm actually a bit peckish.
But it can happen in the morning.
Oh, it can happen in the morning.
Like it did with me yesterday.
Oh, what did you peck on? Peck on? Snack on?
When I knocked on your door to wake you up.
Yeah.
At 8:15.
Oh.
What did I have in my hand? A bag of. And one of them was crunching away.
I can't remember.
Morning after prawn crackers.
Oh, that was it. Yeah, you had the prawn crackers. Prawn crackers from the Chinese.
They're just like glorified Quavers, really, aren't they? But better.
Yeah, but then we went downstairs for a bit of brekkie, and you put barbecue sauce on them.
Mmm.
And it actually, I don't know why, whether it was a mix of the barbecue sauce and the prawn cracker, or whether you've done something different to your barbecue sauce, it tasted a little bit like hoisin.
You know what? And when you said prawn cracker then, I nearly did the stereotypical accent. But you can't do that anymore because you get cancelled for it, don't you? What's going on? It's ridiculous. Anyway, stop it because you're thinking it in your head now.
Yeah.
Midnight snacks. Do you have a preference?
You see, there's a slight bridge between midnight snacks and getting in after a night out food.
Oh, no.
So for me, I love cheesy chips.
So what's this, coming out of whatever establishment you've been in, late night or early morning?
Yeah.
And then you call up one of the, like, local takeaways?
Yeah.
And you get cheesy chips?
Usually if that's after a long night, or, like, some nights where I just sit there and I know you're asleep, so I can hear you, and I sneak downstairs, put the oven on as quietly as possible, chuck some chips in and then...
What do you mean you can hear me?
I know you're asleep because there's no TV on or anything.
Mm-hmm. That was very kind of you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I don't snore. I don't.
No, you don't. You make earthquakes.
So you can actually be bothered to put some oven chips on.
Depends how bad the craving is. Or, like, if you really just want just a simple, just... You know I like cheese.
Yeah.
There's a bit of a new one coming now. It's just you warm up a tortilla in the microwave, just... quietly as possible because it's always midnight.
Yeah.
And just put some cheese in it and just warm it up in the microwave. So you've got cheese wrap.
Well, melted cheese wrap.
Melted cheese.
Ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Another food and drink show done and dusted. I hope you've got some kind of... Oh, we must make sure we do the recipe, don't let me forget, for the crispy beef. If we don't put that on the Facebook post...
That's your job now.
We'll add it. So hopefully we've given you a little bit of inspiration, and particularly with the feta salad. Nothing says summer like a feta salad. Have a great Wednesday. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
They try where we go. I swear my nerves are showing. My hopes are way too high.
For the Ribble Valley. On air, online, and on your smartphone app. Ribble FM.
When it rains, well, it rains. Though my heart don't feel the same. Nothing changed, nothing changed. Come on, rain, I don't feel the same. With my foot to the floor, hear my key turn in the door. Holding back, what's in store? When a girl wants a little bit more. You died.